弟兄姐妹大家好。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
真的感谢主，许久没有见到大家。
So we thank the Lord since we haven't met everyone in quite a while now.
我刚刚从远东回来。
So I just came back from the Far East.
我也知道在这里的弟兄可能也有人也好几个礼拜都彼此没有见面。
But I know that most of us here haven't met each other in quite a few weeks now.
但是我实在感谢主啊，我们还是靠着他的恩典，今天我发现大家见面的时候都非常的喜乐。
But we thank the Lord by His grace, and I noticed that today when we met each other again, everyone was full of joy.
我们开始前还是有点祷告。
But let's have a few words of prayer.
父啊，我们把这一段时间交在你的手中。
Heavenly Father, we commit this time to you.
求你亲自来带领我们在你面前的聚集。
May you personally lead this time of gathering.
主啊，若是你有话向我们说的，就求主真的是借着圣灵帮助我们，说在我们当中。
And Lord, if you have any words to say to us, may you use your spirit to speak to us.
主啊，也但愿我们能够有一个受教的耳，以及愿意谦卑的心在你面前。
And Lord, may you give us a humble heart that is willing to learn.
主，我们感谢赞美归给你。
We thank you and we praise you.
但愿当我们聚集的时候，你在我们当中。
As we gather, may your presence be with us.
你丰丰富富的与我们同在。
May you abundantly be with us.
我们将感谢祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We thank you in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen. 刚才弟兄带的这个诗歌啊。
So the hymn that our brother just picked.
其实我每一次也很难把它唱完。
It's very hard for me to sing it.
因为每次唱的时候呢，心里总感觉到有一点责备。
Since every time I sing it, my heart feels a bit of rebuke.
但是又有感到主的安慰在里面。
But I also feel the Lord's comforting.
因为主实在是知道我这个人。
Because the Lord knows how I am.
主认识我们每一个。
The Lord knows each and every one of us.
虽然我们在这条路上，我们自己心里面很明白。
Although on this road, our heart we understand very well.
不管外面人是怎么看我们，如何称赞我们。
Regardless of the way people see us from the outside.
但是我们自己心里明白。
But our hearts know.
我们所接受的，从主那边接受的，远远实在是超过我们所能够给出去或交给主的。
What the Lord has given us is so much greater than what we are able to give out or return to Him.
所以当去年年底的时候，弟兄跟我就是说定这个时间，今天有交通这个讯息的时候。
So at the end of last year, when the brothers told me that I would be sharing today,
主就把这个经节给我。
The Lord gave me this verse.
那我们也感谢主啊，正好经过这两个多礼拜，实在在外面环境上面，特别在我们聚会上面有这样的困难的时候。
And we thank the Lord that despite all the circumstances during these past few weeks.
那我觉得主实在恩待我们。
The Lord has been leading us.
那我们来读几处圣经。
So let's read some scripture.
我想我的时间也有点压力哦。
Since I know that there's some pressure on my time.
因为我们主日学刚才没有讲说还不确定有或没有。
Because I was just told that we don't know if we have a Sunday school or not.
所以有或没有好像都跟我有时间有点关系。
So it seems as if my time has something to do with whether or not we have this.
不过我们还是交给主。
But of course, we still commit this to the Lord.
我们今天看的经文呢，在约翰福音二十一章。
So let's start with John chapter 21.
我想这一段。就是约翰福音最后一章，我想大家都非常熟悉。
I'm pretty sure that everyone is quite familiar with this passage.
因为大家都知道主对彼得中间的那段对话。
Everyone knows Jesus' conversation with Peter.
其实我们知道这一段呢，是当主耶稣复活以后，他叫门徒，他说。他到加利利去等这些门徒。
As we know, the Lord has said after he resurrected that he would go before his disciples to Galilee and wait for them there.
然后呢，他说， 我们在那约定的山上见面。
And he said that he would meet them on a designated mountain.
如果大家没有忘记的话，在马太福音最后一章。
We know that that was mentioned in Matthew chapter 28.
所以门徒们他们就陆续到了加利利。
So gradually the disciples went towards the Galilee region.
那我们知道，当他们到加利利等候的时候，也许这时候他们总是还没遇见主的时候，他们要找点事情做做。
So of course, when they got there, they hadn't met the Lord yet, so they had to find something to do.
所以他们还是回到他们最熟悉的工作的方式。
They returned to their most familiar profession.
他们去捕鱼。
So they went to cast the net.
但是我们知道，如果我们熟悉的话，他们在等待主耶稣的同时，他们在捕鱼，但是他们捕不到任何一条鱼。
But as we know, they could not catch any fish.
我们知道，其实这时候为什么门徒捕不到一条鱼呢
？So why couldn't the disciples catch any fish?
当约翰福音第一章的时候，我们知道主第一次呼召他们。
We know that in John chapter 1, that was when Jesus first called the disciples.
然后他们就跟随了主，对不对
？So they followed the Lord.
所以当他们跟随主
，as they follow the Lord，
其实就代表他们放弃这个世界。
It represents that they let go of the world.
但是当主耶稣被钉十字架以后，从死里复活。
But after Jesus died on the cross and he rose from the dead,
这时候他们好像又回到了这个世界。
It was as if they returned to the world.
但这一次呢，世界放弃了他们。
But this time, the world let them go.
因为他们捕不到一条鱼。
They couldn't catch a single fish.
这是他们本来最基本的一个技能。
This was their basic ability.
但他们捕不到。
But they couldn't catch a single fish.
那我们来读在约翰福音二十一章，我想这一段大家因为很熟，我就不全部，我就读这两节经文。
So since everyone is quite familiar with this passage, I'll just read these two passages.
当主耶稣跟约翰对话了之后
，After Jesus
彼得对话了之后
，After Jesus had talked to Peter，
十九章
，Verse 19，
十九节。耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话就对他说你跟从我吧。
Now this he said, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, follow me.
二十二节
Verse 22.
耶稣对他说我若要他等到我来的时候与你何干你跟从我吧。
Jesus said to him, if I want him to remain until I come,What is that to you? You follow me.
这里主对彼得说了两次。
So Jesus said to Peter two times.
你跟从我吧。
Follow me.
我们知道当刚才有提到当约翰福音一章开始主也对门徒呼召说来跟从我。
As I mentioned before in John chapter 1, Jesus also said, follow me.
所以当主开始一出来他的服事的时候他的执事的时候
So when Jesus began his service
他也对门徒有两次的呼召
He also called his disciples twice
一次在约翰福音一章
Once in John chapter 1
还有一次在马可马太福音都有提到
And the other time was mentioned in both Matthew and Mark
那是起初
That was the beginning
这里当主耶稣从死里复活他又对门徒呼召两次
This time after he rose from the dead he again called the disciples twice
一开始的呼召
At first
是道成肉身的主来呼召他们
It was the Lord who had taken upon flesh that called them
在 主耶稣升天之前这一次的呼召是主是从死里复活的主来呼召他们
This time before his ascension, the Lord was the one who had risen from the dead who called them.
所以这里面很有意思哦，有一个蛮重要的属灵的意义在里面。
There's a very important spiritual principle here.
就是我们跟从 主的时候，我们不单单跟从道成肉身的主。
We not only follow the Lord who took upon flesh.
我们也跟从从死里复活的主。
We also follow the Lord who has risen from the dead.
这就是为什么主要再次呼召。
This is why the Lord had to call the disciples again.
他们好像已经跟随了，对不对？
It seems that they had already followed him.
但主为什么这里要提醒彼得?
But why did the Lord have to remind Peter again?
说你来跟从我。
He said, follow me.
因为主知道我们。
Because the Lord knows us.
我们一开始的确我们被圣灵感动，我们悔改了，我们愿意来跟随主。
At the very beginning, when the Spirit calls us, we repent and we start following the Lord.
这是实在的。
This is true.
这真实的。
This is very real.
但是主知道我们。
But the Lord knows us.
他知道在跟随的这段当中。
He knows that during this process.
若不是真正认识我们跟随的主，他也是从死里复活的主。
If we do not realize that, if we do not know that Jesus is also the one who is risen from the dead,
我们这个人会摇摆。
We will fall.
刚才那首诗歌，我想就常常说到我们里面的光景。
I think that hymn earlier really represents our condition inside.
所以今天主再次来呼召彼得。
So once again the Lord here calls Peter.
他说来跟从我。
He says, come, follow me.
因为在这个地上，人能跟从的都是活人而已。
In this world, the only people that we can follow are those who are still alive.
孔夫子。苏格拉底
Socrates,
他们只有活的时候能够找学生。
They called their disciples when they were still alive.
当他们埋在坟墓里面的时候
After they were buried in the tombs,
没有学生了。
No more students.
但只有我们的主。
Only our Lord.
他从死里复活以后
After he rose from the dead,
他再一次呼召我们。
Once again, he called us.
所以这个呼召在我们跟随主的上面是实在有很大很大的帮助。
This calling has much help for us.
因为我们跟随主不是没有目的的。
We aren't following the Lord without a purpose.
不是说我信了主，然后开始就我们一起干吧。
It's not, okay, we believe in the Lord and now let's do things together.
不是。
It's not like that.
主要把我们带进他的国度里面。
The Lord wants to bring us into His kingdom.
所以就在我们现在是约翰福音最后一章，对不对？
So here in the last chapter of John,
我们来看看主他的心意是什么。
Let's see what the heart of the Lord is.
下一卷书使徒行传
，In the book of Acts,
第一章
，Chapter 1,
第三节
，Verse 3.
我们知道主耶稣复活以后，他在地上40天，然后他升天了。
We know that the Lord ascended onto heaven 40 days after he rose from the dead.
他这40天干什么?
So what was he doing in these 40 days?
他只是说,来,我复活了,所以你们要重新相信我,是不是这样子?
He did not come here and just say, I rose from the dead, so now once again you have to believe in me.
圣经这里讲到,他受害之后用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看。四十天之久向他们显现 讲说神国的事
To these he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God
所以主耶稣在这四十天在做什么
So what was he doing in these 40 days
讲说神国的事
Speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God
我们知道主耶稣三十岁，他开始出来服事。
We know that the Lord started serving at 30 years of age.
他服事的内容是什么
？What was the theme of his service？
我们也许都只看到医病赶鬼这些事情。
Often we just see him healing people and casting out demons.
但是我们如果看在四福音里面，更多的主耶稣说什么？天国近了。
But he was saying the kingdom of heaven is near.
当他呼召门徒。把他们聚集在那个山上。
He called the disciples onto that mountain.
我们都很熟悉，他说了八福，对不对
？He mentioned the eight beatitudes.
因为他讲述天国是什么样一个样 的一个光景，什么样在天国当中会有什么样的那样子一个显现。
He was explaining the conditions in the kingdom of heaven and what how it would appear.
在这里呢，当主耶稣从死里复活以后，他四十天好像又在讲同样的事情。
So now 40 days after his resurrection, he seems to be speaking about the same thing.
我们记不记得在旧约里面好像也有类似的事情。
There seemed to be something similar in the Old Testament.
当以色列百姓摩西把他们带出埃及以后，
After the Israelites left Egypt, Moses was leading them.
然后摩西到了西乃山上去领受了十诫，还有那个典章律例。
So Moses went up the mount, went up Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments and the law.
其实我们知道，所有的这些都是讲到神他的性情，以及神他自己他的盼望。
So we know that all these things represented God's character and His hope.
其实就是神国的事。
That actually is what the things concerning the kingdom of heaven.
就当以色列人呢，他们在旷野，因着他们的抱怨，他们的悖逆，就他们在旷野浪费了将近四十年的时间。
But then the Israelites wasted about 40 years because they were disobedient and complaining.
当他们又再进迦南的时候，
right before they re-entered Canaan,
我们知道有了生命记。
We know there's the book of Deuteronomy.
生命记是什么呢？
So what is Deuteronomy?
如果大家读生命记会发现，怎么好像跟读出埃及记有一些章节都重复一样。
We realize that many chapters in Deuteronomy are very similar to those in Exodus.
因为又全部再讲一次。
Because the Lord was speaking these things again.
因为这一批人跟上一批人不一样了。
This is a new generation, different from the previous one.
今天门徒们也是一样。
Today it is the same with the disciples.
当主耶稣从死里复活以后，
After the Lord rose from the dead,
跟他们开始跟随主，那时候已经不一样了。
There, it was different from when they just started following the Lord.
我们知道这中间经过了很大的变化。
We know they experienced many changes.
因为主用了三年半的时间。
The Lord used 3.5 years.
好像老师带领学生一样。一个一个这样子带他们来教导他们。
Like a teacher leading the students and teaching them.
他们从一个很完全不明白的光景，慢慢慢慢，好像有点认识。
Gradually, they went from a position of absolute of not understanding to having a little understanding.
但是当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候
，But when the Lord was crucified,
他们原本那跟随的热情，好像就在那。一定十字架的时候全部没有了。
It was as if their fire of following had completely been vanquished.
他们全部都四散。
They all separated.
彼得好像还有一点跟从。
Peter at first seemed to still follow.
因为彼得曾经跟主耶稣拍胸脯保证说，
Because Peter boasted that
别人都会跌倒。
Other people might fall,
但是我绝不会。
But I won't.
所以当主耶稣被带到大祭司那边要受审的时候，
So when Jesus was brought before the high priest,
彼得还是偷偷的跟去。
Peter secretly followed.
所以好像他还是在跟随主。
It seemed that he was still following the Lord.
其他的人呢？
Everyone else?
圣经没有讲。
The Bible doesn't say.
但是似乎他们都跑了。
But we know that they all ran.
但是彼得这个跟随是真的跟随吗？
But was Peter really following the Lord?
我们如果还记得的话，他慢慢跟到哪里？
As you know, where did he follow him to?
他到旁边有烧火，有炭火的地方，对不对？
He went to a place where they were burning coal.
因为很冷。
Because it was cold.
但他就在那个大祭司院旁边，那个有烧炭火的地方， 结果他就三次否认主。
And while he was there, he denied the Lord three times.
所以他那个跟随是有一个问号的。
So that following has a question mark after it.
人准备的炭火。
The coal that people prepared.
很温暖。
Very warm.
但只会让我们否认主。
But only causes us to deny the Lord.
因为当环境试炼一来。
Because when the circumstances come.
那个压力一来。
When the pressure comes.
彼得说别人都会跌倒我绝对不会跌倒。
Peter said, everyone else might fall, but I won't fall.
但这个压力一来。
But when the pressure came.
他三次。
Three times.
否认主。
He denied the Lord.
我们的主很有意思。
Our Lord is very interesting.
当他再一次把门徒慢慢召聚回来。
As he gradually calls the disciples together.
约翰福音二十一章，主耶稣是在海边开始遇见他们。
The Lord met them by the seaside.
主耶稣准备了什么？
What did he prepare?
炭火。
He prepared a fire.
我相信彼得心里面一定非常非常体验非常非常的深。
I'm sure that Peter had a deep feeling in his heart.
这是主亲自在这里为所跌倒的、所软弱的这些人预备的。
This is what the Lord had prepared for the ones who were weak and had fallen.
当门徒再次被主召聚在一起的时候
，When the disciples were gathered together again.
主把每一个人再次扶持起来。
The Lord again strengthened everyone.
所以主才对彼得说：“你要来跟从我。”
So that's why Jesus said to Peter, "Follow me."
彼得经过了这一次。
After this experience,
这个跟从跟他一开头的跟从完全不一样。
For Peter, this following was much different from when he followed previously.
因为我们知道，当彼得开始站起来。说话的时候
Because this time when Peter stood up and spoke
刚才我们说到他们回到加利利海打鱼已经打不到任何一条鱼了
As we know previously in Galilee they could not catch a single fish
因为世界已经放弃了他们
Because the world had given them up
但是在使徒行传里面我们知道当彼得一站起来他一说话那个网一撒下去五千条
But we know in Acts when Peter spoke and he spread the net 5,000.
再讲一次，三千条。
Another time, 3,000.
他不一样。
He's a different man.
因为他被主完完全全抓住了。
Because he was completely captured by the Lord.
他所跟从的是从死里复活的主。
He was now following the Lord who had risen from the dead.
因为他知道他所跟从的不是单单一个他们那时候好像等待弥赛亚。来这里只是带领以色列复国的那一位。
Because now he knew he was not just following someone who seemed to be preparing to restore the kingdom of Israel.
我们还记不记得在马太福音十六章的时候
Do we still remember Matthew chapter 16?
彼得他不是主耶稣问门徒说人说我是谁
The Lord Jesus asked, what do people say that the Son of Man is?
然后很多答案。
There were many answers.
然后主耶稣在问门徒说：“你们说我是谁
？”And then Jesus asked them, "But what do you say that I am?"
那彼得回答了。
So now Peter answered.
彼得说：“你是基督，是神的儿，永生神的儿子。
”He said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
主耶稣对他说一句什么
？And so then, what did Jesus say to him?
他说：“你是有福的。
”He said, "Blessed are you."
这不是从血气给你的，是从父天上的父启示你的
Because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you But my Father who is in heaven
所以这是有启示的
So this had revelation
不是彼得自己按着他血气说出来的
Peter did not just say this by himself
不是一个客套场面话而已
It wasn't just a few words
所以主他说这是父天父启示你的
So Jesus said that this is what his Father had revealed to him
所以天父 在门徒当中他启示基督。
So the Heavenly Father revealed Jesus to them.
但这还不够。
But this wasn't enough.
因为主耶稣说，我还要告诉你。
Because Peter said, I have more to say.
主耶稣对彼得说，我还要告诉你。
Jesus said to Peter, I have more to say.
主耶稣还启示他。
He wanted to reveal himself.
他说了很有名的。
He said this very famous words.
他说，我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。
Upon this rock, I will build my church.
我们来读一下好不好？
Let's read this passage.
16章。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音16章。16章的第17节哈。
Let's start from verse 17.
西门巴约，主耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。
And Jesus said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
父把基督启示给我们。
The Father reveals the Son to us.
18节，我还要告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
所以这是主耶稣他启示他的教会。
So now Jesus is revealing the church.
然后19节，我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的在天上也要捆绑，凡你在地上所释放的在天上也要释放。
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
所以基督和教会就是在这里启示出来。
So now the Christ and the church are revealed.
这是很大的启示。
This is a great revelation.
那当他们好像接到这个一个名词，
So they receive this name.
但是相信他们里面还不是那么的明白。
But I believe inside they were not understanding it completely.
就像我们一样。
Just like us.
我想，就我自己做例子好了。
So using myself as an example.
我信主了。
I believe the Lord.
我感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
很喜乐。
Very joyful.
然后很喜欢读经。
I love to read the Bible.
也很喜欢跟弟兄姐妹一起聚会交通。
I love to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
那有机会服侍的时候也很欢喜乐意。
And very joyful to serve brothers and sisters.
那一定是很欢喜快乐。
Of course it is a time of happiness.
因为主在我们当中。
Because the Lord is in our midst.
所以这个是非常真实的。
This is very real.
但是我对主的认识呢？
But my understanding of the Lord.
非常有限。
Was very limited.
其实甚至说几乎不清楚。
Actually, it was not very clear.
在这一条生命的道路上走，这很实际，很真实。
On this way of life, it's very real.
但对主的认识呢，对主的心意呢，真的是非常非常的短，非常非常的少。
But understanding the will of the Lord, that was very limited.
所以有像今天早上大家一起去铲雪的时候，那真的是快乐无比。
So I know today when we were shoveling snow together, everyone was happy.
因为那是真实的。
That was real.
就像在家中一样。
It was like a family.
那我们知道在家中，只要这个家是正常的，一定很欢喜快乐。
As you know, in a family, when the family is in a normal condition, everyone is happy.
但是你真的知道父的心意是什么吗？
But do we really know the will of the Lord?
可能不一定，至少我晓得，我刚信主那几年，实在真的是迷迷糊糊。
At least I know for myself, I was unsure of the will of the Lord.
那我也相信，我们很多人大概也是这样。
And I believe that many of us are the same.
所以我们实在需要主的恩典怜悯。
So we need the Lord's grace and mercy.
主耶稣就这样子继续带门徒。
In this way, the Lord continued to lead the disciples.
也这样子带我们。
And in this way, He leads us.
所以让我们经历这样子。一段从一开始的呼召到最后的呼召，这一段里面，这其实这一条过程就是一条道路。
So actually, from the first time we were called to the second time, this is a path.
其实讲得更我们常用的说法就是这就是一条十字架的道路。
So in some words that we use more often, this is the way of the cross.
因为我们知道主他自己做我们的表率，做我们的sample。Because
we know that the Lord was an example to us.
对他来讲，很清楚这是一条十字架的道路。To
him, it's very clear that this is the way of the cross.
也许门徒是迷迷糊糊，还是不清不楚的在跟随着。Maybe
the disciples were a little confused, but were just following him.
但是主他已经把自己交给父，他愿意甘心乐意走上这条十字架的道路。But
the Lord had already given his life to the Father, and he was willing to go on this way of the cross.
所以他要带领门徒，也是一样带领我们，也要往前走。So
he brought the disciples, and in the same way he brings us to continue forward.
那往前走干嘛呢？
So why are they continuing?
传福音,
preaching the gospel.
我们知道在马太福音28章最后那一句话,
we know the last words in Matthew 28.
他说我们要把福音传遍天下,
we want to spread the message across the whole world,
直到地极,
to the ends of the earth.
然后呢, 叫万民做主的门徒,
to make disciples of all nations.
那这个目的是做什么?
So what is the purpose?
只是得救的人数吗?
Is it just the number of people who are saved?
我想不是。
I don't think so.
因为主要带领我们进入基督，我们认识基督，我们能够真正的在那基督的丰富里面。
Because the Lord wants us to be in the abundance of Christ, to truly know Him.
所以我们在旧约，为什么有一本旧约在这里?
So why is there the Old Testament here?
旧约就是神要把以色列人带进迦南那牛奶与蜜丰富之地。The
Lord wanted to bring the Israelites into Canaan, a land flowing with milk and honey, full of abundance.
那是神的心意。That
was the Lord's will.
神借着旧约这样的一个影像。The
Lord wanted to use this as a picture.
叫我们知道。
To help us to know,
我们得救,
we are saved.
我们是重新被主所挽回,
the Lord turns us back to Him.
那目的是什么?
What is the purpose?
我们进入他的丰富,
that we enter into His abundance.
这为什么在以弗所书里面第三章有提到?
So this was mentioned in Ephesians chapter 3.
我们念一下好吗?
Let's read that.
以弗所书第三章, 第八节,
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。To
me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ.
这边保罗用了一个词, 说那测不透的丰富。
Here Paul uses the phrase the unfathomable riches of Christ.
那个丰富,
that abundance.
在旧约是用迦南来做比喻。
In the Old Testament, Canaan was a representation of this.
基督的那个丰富在旧约就是迦南。
Christ's abundance in the Old Testament was represented by Canaan.
所以在第十八节。
So if we continue to verse 18,
以弗所书3章18节,
in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 18,
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深,
may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth.
这里当然我们如果读中文的话，我们知道好像讲到基督的爱是长阔高深。
Over here, it seems to say, in the Chinese, it seems to say that it is the love of Christ that is so high and so deep and so wide.
不过你如果读英文的话,
but in the English,
不止爱,
it's not just His love.
它就是基督的长阔高深,
it is the breadth and length and height and depth of Christ.
这是讲到基督的丰富,
this is the abundance of Christ.
要叫我们能够跟众圣徒, 跟弟兄姐妹, 就是神所建立的教会, 我们能够 明白基督的那个丰富。
As the church, God has called us all together so that we can understand with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth of the abundance of Christ.
那这个丰富你要怎么得着呢？
So how do we receive this abundance?
难道我们把第三章全部背熟了，那个丰富就得着了吗？
Is it just by memorizing the entire chapter 3?
不是。
No.
旧约神怎么对以色列百姓说，那个要迦南地要怎么给他们
？So in the Old Testament, how are the Israelites supposed to receive Canaan?
他说：“你脚所踏之地，要赐给你们。”
God said to them that all the land that they walked upon, it would be theirs.
所以迦南的丰富，每一寸地都是你要亲自走过才是你的。
So in Canaan, every inch of land that they walked on would be theirs.
我们来看一下，在约书亚，第14章。
So let's go to Joshua chapter 14.
第九节
，verse 9。
我们从第八节开始念好了。
Let's start reading from verse 8。
然而同我上去的众弟兄使百姓的心消化，但我专心跟从耶和华我的神。
Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt with fear, but I followed the Lord my God fully.
这是迦勒跟约书亚的对话。
So this is what Caleb was saying to Joshua.
然后第九节，当日摩西启示说，你脚所踏之地定要归你和你的子孙永永为业，因为你专心跟从耶和华我的神。
In verse 9, So Moses swore on that day, saying, Surely the land on which your foot has trodden will be an inheritance to you and your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God fully.
其实我们知道，耶和华也对亚伯兰说过同样的话。
We know that the Lord has said the same thing to Abraham.
他说你向四方观看。
God told Abraham to look in all the four directions.
凡你脚所踏之地，你脚只要走到的地方都是你的。
Whatever land your foot sets, you set foot upon, that land is yours.
所以如果我们对亚伯拉罕他这一段事情很清楚的话，
So if we remember the events that occurred with Abraham,
迦南的范围，迦南地的范围
，the borders of Canaan,
都是亚伯拉罕走出来的。
It was all where Abraham had set foot on.
所以当神要把这块地赐给以色列为业的时候
，So when God was giving this land to Israel as an inheritance,
他要约书亚在每一寸地都靠着征战。能够夺回来。
He wanted Joshua to use battles to take the land back.
他们不是坐在那边用想的，或坐在那边等着，那个地就是他们的。
They didn't just sit there and wait, and then the land was theirs.
没有，他们是征战回来的。
No, they had to fight.
那我们刚才读的那一段呢？他说，那个迦勒说。因为我专心跟从耶和华我的神。
Now in the passage that we just read, it says that Caleb followed the Lord his God fully.
他为什么专心跟从？
So why did he follow him carefully?
因为耶和华对摩西说，
Because the Lord has said to Moses,
你脚所踏之地定要归你和你的子孙永远为业，因为你专心跟从耶和华我的神。
Surely the land on which your foot has trodden will be an inheritance to you and to your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God fully.
所以这边很清楚啊。
It's very clear here.
怎么样才能够进入那个丰富？
How do we enter into the abundance?
才能够认识并且得着那个基督测不透的丰富。
How we can understand and receive the unfathomable riches of Christ.
专心跟从。
By following him closely.
你没有别的心智。
There's no other way.
门徒一开始的跟从。
At the very beginning, when the disciples first followed Christ,
我们知道有很多不一样，也许有掺杂，也许有什么其他原因。
We know they had many reasons.
因为他们很盼望那个复兴以色列国的弥赛亚来。
They were hoping that the Messiah who would restore the kingdom of Israel had arrived.
他们想的是让他们不再受人欺压。
They were hoping that they would not be despised by the people.
不再好像像奴隶一般。
They would not be like slaves.
凡事受到限制。
They would not be limited.
他们想的是他们自己要怎么样好像脱离这些的捆绑。
They were hoping to be set free from their own struggles.
但是我们的主。
But the Lord here,
他呼召我们。
He called us.
不单单要我们脱离我们因着罪受的捆绑。
He not only wants us to be set free from the bounds of sin.
也不单单好像叫我们得着我们生活上面一切的需要。
And not just receive all the needs that we have in this life.
我们知道当我们得救以后我们还是活在这个地上。
We know that after we are saved, we still live upon this world.
所以我们会面临很多很多挑战。
So we experience many difficulties.
我们常常来到神面前我们求的是什么？
So what do we often ask the Lord?
求神帮我解决这个我的学业。
We ask the Lord to help us with these challenges.
然后我的工作。
Such as tuition, such as work.
我的婚姻。
Such as marriage.
我生活一切大大所需的。
All the big things in our life.
当然我们知道他是我们的天父一定供应我们所需的。
And we know that He is our Heavenly Father and He will abundantly supply all our needs.
所以这些我们向他来求的都不是什么错的。
So when we ask the Lord for these things, that's not wrong.
神也会按着他的旨意来给我们。
And He will use His will to give these things to us.
我们每一年有机会见证分享的时候我们看到很多弟兄姐妹上来做见证。
So every time we have a fellowship gathering, we know that there are many who come here and give their testimonies.
神医治了我。
How the Lord healed us.
神让我找到工作了。
How the Lord allowed us to find a job.
神做了很多很奇妙的事情让我有一些怎么样怎么样转变。
How the Lord did many marvelous things in our lives.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord for these.
但是我们当我们要更再进一步跟随的时候
But if we want to follow him on a further level,
我们不再是问，单单问，主啊，我需要这个，我需要那个。
We can't just ask the Lord, we need this, we need that.
我们要知道神他要什么。
We need to know, what does the Lord want?
所以主耶稣为什么从死里复活之后，在他升天之前，他要再一次40天跟门徒讲天国的事。
So that's why after the Lord rose from the dead, 40 days later, he had to speak about the things concerning the kingdom of heaven.
因为这时候已经跟前面不一样了。
Because now it's different from what it was before.
我们知道马上使徒行传教会开始了。
We know that in Acts, the church was born.
神要借着教会，也就是他在马太福音刚才我们念的16章那里所启示的要在这个地上来真实的开始能够进入主他自己的心意里面。
We know that the Lord wanted the church to really start His will.
这也是我想主也感动，我知道我们有些当中有些弟兄姐妹每个月礼拜六有为天国主的神的国度的来祷告。
So that's why I believe the Lord has gathered certain brothers and sisters here to pray about His kingdom.
但这是很真实的一件事情。
But this is a very real thing.
在旧约
In the Old Testament,
我们要每一个地这样征战能够得到。
We have to fight for every piece of land.
在现在
What about now?
我们怎么样能够真正进入基督那测不透的丰富？
How do we enter the unfathomable riches of Christ?
就像加勒说的
As Caleb said,
专心跟从
Following the Lord fully.
我们不能再三心二意。
We can't just be very, we can't just go around as usual.
一方面，实在是主那个爱吸引我们，我们愿意跟从。
On one hand, the Lord's love attracts us so that we follow Him.
但我们手上又抓了太多的东西。
But then our hands are full of way too many things.
不管这些东西在我们用什么样属灵的名词来讲，如果我们不能专心跟从主，
It doesn't matter how spiritual these things we are holding to might be, but if we cannot carefully follow the Lord,
我们很可能就没有办法进入那迦南那个丰盛牛奶与蜜之地。
We might not be able to enter Canaan, the land flowing with milk and honey.
所以这为什么主再一次把门徒当他们四散了以后，再一次把门徒召回。
So this is why the Lord called the disciples together again.
他们当时都怕，都吓到了，因为主被定了。
In the past, they were scared because the Lord had just been crucified.
他们心里面很多很多的那样子的犹豫。
They were very confused in their hearts.
即便主耶稣刚刚复活的时候，我们知道主那四十天呢、啊。那个前面七天，那两个主日，主就先在门徒当中显现，先把门徒给聚起来。
We know that in the 7 days after the Lord resurrected, He first revealed Himself among the 12 and put them together again.
但是大家记不记得，在马太福音最后一章那里，当主说显现给他们的时候，有一句话。
But we know in the end of Matthew, it says, when Jesus called them,
然而还有人心里疑惑。
There was still some doubt in people's hearts.
我们看一下好吗？
Let's take a look.
我想都是用主的话来，不是我自己猜的哈。17章17节。
Chapter 20,
28章17节。
Chapter 28, verse 17.
那时候主已经复活了，他们也看到复活的主了，对不对？
During that time, the Lord had already resurrected. They saw the risen Lord.
他们见了耶稣就拜他。
When they saw him, they worshipped him.
这时候不是说主被钉十字架，然后大家吓坏，这个可以情有可原，对不对？
Now we know when the Lord was crucified and everyone fled. That makes sense.
但是这时候他们看见主拜他，但是呢，圣灵把这一句话记在。很有意思，他说然而还有人疑惑。
But it's interesting what it says here. When they saw him, they worshipped him. But some were doubtful.
其实我个人自己体会了，这个疑惑不是说疑惑主是不是复活，因为主已经在他们当中了，这个没有什么可去怀疑的。
But I personally have experienced this. Where it says doubtful, it's not saying whether or not he had risen. Because the Lord is right there, so they can actually see him.
我个人的体会是，这个疑惑就是没有办法专心跟从。
My personal experience is that this doubt is not being able to follow him carefully.
因为今天我就站在当中了，有人疑惑说叶弟兄可能还没回来，我想大概不会有人这样想吧。
So I know I'm standing right here. I don't think anyone's confused as to whether or not I'm back yet.
也许你们会觉得我讲话有点。语无伦次，可能因为时差的关系，但是呢，大概大家不会疑惑说，我应该还在台北哪里吧
？Now I might be speaking a little less clear because of jet lag, but I'm pretty sure no one's confused as to where I am in Taipei now.
所以我觉得这边讲的疑惑就是不能专心跟从。
So I feel that the doubtful here refers to not following him carefully.
所以我们知道啊，当主耶稣这四十天，他显给多少人看？
So how many people did the Lord reveal himself to during these 40 days?
好像至少500个人嘛，对不对？
We know at least 500.
保罗在哥林多书信有提到。
Paul mentions that in 1 Corinthians.
对不对？他说他显给基法，显给等等，然后有给500人看，最后也显给我看。
So Paul has said how Jesus revealed himself to Cephas, to other people, to the 500, and later to him, to himself.
那我们读到那个使徒行传 第一章的时候。
But now we go to Acts chapter 1.
最后多少人回到耶路撒冷那个楼上？
How many people returned to Jerusalem in that room upstairs?
120人。
Only 120 people.
我想这句话就很清楚了。
I think this word is now very clear.
然而还有人疑惑。
But some were doubtful.
就是主复活了，但是这时候我开始要算了，我到底该不该跟随。
It's as if they saw that the Lord was risen, but now they were counting the cost, whether or not they would actually follow him.
或者我手上还很多的事情，我觉得这个还目前比较更重要。
Or maybe they feel that the issues they have in their hands is more important.
所以那500人呢，最后只有120人愿意专心跟从，他们回到了耶路撒冷。
So of the 500, only 120 were willing to follow the Lord carefully, and they returned to Jerusalem.
所以我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
虽然在500人当中算是少数。
Although they were the minority in the 500,
有人愿意。
Someone was willing.
他们在那里恒心祷告。
And there they prayed.
我们知道，十天。
And we know 10 days later.
结果圣灵工作。
The Spirit did a work.
因为圣灵降临在他们当中。
The Spirit came down upon them.
我们知道教会开始。
And the church was born.
这120个人。
These 120 people.
他们就像加勒一样。
They were like Caleb.
就像约书亚一样。
Like Joshua.
就像约书亚他们带进去，他们进入迦南。征战出来
like those who had come out of battle,
因为他们专心跟从
because they followed the Lord carefully.
所以我们真的很感谢主
so we really thank the Lord.
今天我们要跟随，其实不是我们自己可以
today we can follow, it's not by our own will.
我对我自己我很清楚
I know myself very well.
我没办法
I can't.
我愿意
I may be willing.
我也可以跟主说祷告说是的我要
I can even pray to the Lord and say yes Lord I want this
但是我没有办法靠着我自己来跟随主
But by our own strength we cannot follow the Lord
我实在感谢主
But I thank the Lord
他把那个炭火摆在我前面
He has placed that coal of fire in front of me
当我冷淡退后了
When I am cold and I fall back
当我在这个世界上我打不到任何一条鱼的时候
When I can't catch a single fish in this world
主再一次把我们呼召回来
The Lord once again calls us to himself
主愿意重新再把我们恢复起来
The Lord is willing to restore us
主实在就是那么的眷顾我们
The Lord is always taking care of us
他知道我们
He knows us
他知道也许我们 这时候正忙着教会了很多很多的事情
He knows maybe now we are so busy with so many things
忙到一个程度
Busy to a point
竟然我没有办法专心跟从他
We can't even follow him carefully
他今天把炭火准备好
So today he prepares the coal of fire
把鱼准备好
He prepares the fish
把饼准备好
He prepares the bread
他亲自与我们坐席
And he personally eats with us.
他再次来告诉我
And once again he speaks to us.
你来跟从我
Follow me.
没有任何事情比跟从专心跟从主那更宝贵更重要
Nothing is more precious or more important than following the Lord carefully.
其实有时候我们常常会走岔路走出去就是因为我们好像在跟从，但是我们没有专心。
Sometimes we walk on the wrong path because we seem to be following him, but we're not following carefully.
所以，但愿我们是在主的手中，我们有这样的心智。
May we have this heart before the Lord.
也但愿我自己，我下次在唱今天我们弟兄带的那首歌的时候。
And next time when I sing that song that he had picked today.
里面的提醒跟鼓励更多过那个心里面的责备。
that the encouragement and the joy will be greater than the rebuke.
我们实在感谢主把我们摆在这边有机会来服侍他。
We thank the Lord for putting us in this place where we can serve Him.
我知道我们每一个人的光景,每一个人的各方面都完全不一样。
I know that everyone has a different condition.
但是主要我们专心跟随他。But
the Lord wants us to follow Him carefully.
也许今天我们来刚刚进来聚会的时候,跟以往聚会没有那么的方便。
So maybe as we came in today, it was not as easy as in the past.
上下车也没有以往那么容易。
It was a bit more complicated to get in.
甚至刚刚弟兄报告,下个礼拜,下次聚会会不会有其他情况,我们不知道,因为听说那个温度又要降了,又要下雪了。
And we also don't know about future gatherings because we also know that the weather is still an issue.
但是请记得,
but please remember one thing.
我们跟从了这位从死里复活的主,
the Lord we follow who has risen from the dead.
他永远把炭火准备在我们前面,
he always has that coal of fire ready for us.
叫我们不再冷淡,
that we would not be cold.
我们也不再退后,
that we would not fall back.
然后呢, 我们不看环境, 我们不, 不要像彼得一样, 看着旁边这个人说他干嘛,他将来如何?
And that we would not be like Peter when he went and said, what about this person here?
因为当我们看这个人的时候, 不管他是因着属灵,很好的榜样, 或者因着软弱,成为一个不好的一个见证。
When we look at the person next to us, whether he is a good example to us, or whether he is a bad testimony.
当我们若看这个人的时候,我们就没有办法专心跟从。
As long as we are looking at the person next to us, we cannot follow the Lord carefully.
主耶稣在这里,刚才我们一开始念的,他讲了两遍,他对彼得说了两遍。
Here, Jesus said to Peter two times.
我们知道圣经凡是在一个地方讲两遍的,就是主特别特别要提醒我们的。
We know that whenever the Lord says something twice in a single passage, He has something very important to say to us. He wants us to follow Him carefully. So regardless of the conditions outside,
或者是现在你个人在什么样的光景, 也许有很多很多的难处,
or our personal condition, may the Lord's fire warm each and every one of us. That we can follow Him carefully. Let's have a few words of prayer. Lord, we thank you.
主啊, 我们是何等样的人,
Lord, you know what people we are. And yet, each and every time you come and call us.
你在我们做罪人的时候,
while we were still sinners, you called us.
主啊,你在我们好像已经信主一段时间之后,
and after we had believed in you for some time, you again called us.
主啊,我们不知道我们这个人什么时候就才真的能够让你心满意足。
Lord, we do not know when we will finally satisfy your heart.
主啊,每当我们唱这首诗歌的时候,
but every time we sing this hymn, Lord,
主啊,我们好像有好多的亏欠。
We feel like we have failed you.
主啊,我们不知道该怎么面对你。
We do not know how to face you.
主啊,我们也要好像像彼得要讲,主啊,离开我,我是个罪人。
We feel like we must be like Peter who said, please leave me, Lord, I am a sinner.
但是主,我们感谢你。
But Lord, we thank you.
主啊,你那永远的慈爱将爱我们。
Your eternal love is always for us.
主啊,你一次又一次地把我们召聚回来。
Time and time again, you call us back to you.
主啊,叫我们这个人从冷淡退后, 主,我们再一次被你挽回。
That although we may be cold and we may be falling back, once again we will return.
主啊,你要我们的, 主啊,并不是叫我们要做什么。
You don't want us to just do things.
主啊,你只告诉我们一句, 主啊,叫我们来跟随你。
You only spoke one word to us, follow me.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，但愿当我们跟众弟兄姐妹主一同来跟随你的时候，
As we follow you together with our brothers and sisters,
主啊，你的慈爱藏在我们当中。
May your love be in our midst.
主啊，你的启示也藏在我们当中。
May your revelation be in our midst.
主啊，叫我们不会因着环境或者人事物的原因，主啊，我们没有办法专心。
That we would not be distracted by our surroundings.
主啊，若这些话你觉得是个提醒，就求主圣灵继续工作。
Lord, if these words have been a reminder, may your spirit continue to work.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
主啊，保守我们前面的道路。
May you cover us in our path ahead.
我们这样感谢祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.